80, Preface. The Church of Jesus Christ has two kinds of enemies, the external and the internal. The external are the infidels, persecutors, and all that hate the name of Christ. The internal enemies are false prophets, heretics, and hypocrites. The external enemies assail the church by violence, slander, mockery, and the like. The internal harm the church by teaching and living otherwise than the Word of God teaches. In this exigency, the Christian church is at this day. From without, she is assailed by agnostics, mockers, and science, falsely so-called. From within, she is torn into a multitude of divisions and sects, and the rubbish of human opinions and the commandments of men has been brought into the church by heaps. Therefore, we should remember the affliction of Joseph in Amos 6, verse 6, being diligent to bend the knee in prayer for the church of God, asking him to send faithful laborers into his vineyard who will preach his word, and not their own dreams or the commandments of men. Restrain, O Lord, those haughty men who will not be subject unto thy word, but teach and walk after their own thoughts, and graciously grant to thy Christians right doctrine and a right life. Such prayers we should bring before God with all cheerfulness and confidence, because he has purchased the church, not with corruptible things as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of his own Son. In the 80th Psalm, we have a sample prayer for the church. Prayer for the welfare of the heavenly vineyard. To the chief musician upon Shoshananim Edoth, a psalm of Asaph. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leads Joseph like a flock. Thou that dwells between the cherubim, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up thy strength, and come and save us. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? Thou feedest them with the bread of tears, and givest them tears to drink in great measure. Thou makest us a strife unto our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt. Thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it. Thou prepared room before it, and didst cause it to take deep root, and it filled the land. The hills were covered with the shadow of it, and the boughs thereof were like the goodly cedars. She sent out her boughs unto the sea, and her branches unto the river. Why hast thou then broken down her hedges, so that all they which pass by the way do pluck her? The boar out of the wood doth waste it, and the wild beast of the field doth devour it. Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts, look down from heaven, and behold, and visit this vine, and the vineyard which thy right hand hath planted, and the branch that thou made strong for thyself. It is burned with fire, it is cut down, they perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the son of man whom thou made strong for thyself. So will not we go back from thee? Quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Summary. This is a fervent prayer for the church in a time of great need, when the people of God were downtrodden by their enemies. The Jewish church is compared with a vine of noble quality, which the Lord brought out of Egypt and planted in Canaan, where it flourished till its branches extended from the sea to the river Euphrates. But when it would no more bring fruit as it should, it was overrun by the enemies. Of Christ's church, the Father is the husbandman. He prunes it, and trails it over a frame to form an arbor, affording shade and delicious fruit to the weary. But when it runs wild, it falls under the power of the enemy, is torn from its support, cast down, and trampled over by men. Such times of sore affliction to the church are when she is ruled over by spiritual tyrants, as in the days of popery, or when she is overrun by diverse and false teachers, who instead of opening the pure fountain of Israel, substitute their own opinions and the comfortless teachings of human wisdom. Then are the true branches of this vine pronounced obnoxious, and those who abide in the word of God are decried as disturbers in the house of God. In such evil times we must cry to God to have compassion on us for the sake of the man of his right hand, the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, and we shall be preserved. Prayer. Blessed be thy holy name, O Lord God of heaven, because thou hast planted in our land that noble vine, the Christian Church. Cause it to grow and to spread forth its branches and to overshadow the land and bring forth prolific fruit for the good of our nation and the salvation of many, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.